Hi, ladies and gents, and welcome to a short and sharp episode of the Chris Ward Fitness Podcast. Now, I've named this episode Mental Moments Motivation, and I find when I'm on my morning walk that things like this get me really, really hyped up, and I know that it does for some of you too. So, I've created a little 5 minutes on just some mental moments I've been having whilst on my walk. To get the full benefit out of this, I'd say put it on when you're walking, be that morning, be that evening, be that nighttime. And just really, really, again, listen to the message and take in what I'm saying. So let's get on with it. Something that dawned on me whilst on my power walk is that many people now are off out for a walk, listen to audiobooks, listen to podcasts. And I just want to share 5 little mental moments I've had whilst doing all that and whilst on out from power walks and getting my time into exercise. So 5 little mental moments. So number one, some of the best thoughts are created whilst walking. I've been on a walk now every day since lockdown, and I've had some of the best creative thoughts, productive thoughts, and it really gets me fired up. So I really look forward to getting out in the morning, putting my shoes on, and again, going for these walks and getting my creative side going. So that's number one. Number two is that in order to get what you want, you must suffer. Whether that be the body, the job, the business, or even the mind, you must suffer. Something that someone told me the other day, one client of mine told me that dieting is hard and he's finding it a little bit difficult. It's meant to be difficult. People get a sense that when times get hard, when what you're not used to gets messed with, and when you're suffering, as soon as you suffer, most people give up. That's in dieting, that's in business, that's in life as well. So business side, when someone doesn't get as much likes on their Instagram photos, when someone doesn't get as much success with a post or as much reach with a post, people give up. People start posting, yet demotivated. Quality doesn't matter, it's quantity in anything. Quantity, show up in terms with your business, show up in terms with your diet, hit them calories. Again, it might not be the best food you're eating, but the quantity, repetitiveness, repetition is what counts. Be that Instagram, be that dieting. As soon as it gets tough, or as soon as people suffer to go, that's just like the beginning. I have dieted before down to 85 kilograms from 95 kilograms. It got fucking hard. I couldn't go out for a meal. I couldn't even bench press 90 kilos. That shit was suffering for me, mentally and physically. So when you suffer, when you get a sense that things are getting rough, it's just the beginning. Stick with it. See what happens. See what success can come of it. Number three, and this one is my favourite one of all time. You can't control what happens to you. You can control how you deal with it. Let me repeat that. You can't control what happens to you. You can control how you deal with it. Many of us now are very pissed off the fact we can't see our families. I can't see my mum. I can't see my family, my niece. It was her birthday the other day. I couldn't see her. Instead of getting upset and instead of getting pissed off about something that I can't control, I can't go outside because obviously of what's going on, I can control how I deal with it. Deal with it in certain ways, reflect on things you can't control. We've been very blessed to be having sunshine in the lockdown period, and now this week it's getting a bit rainy, it's getting a bit cloudy. Many people getting pissed off about the weather. How are you meant to be controlling that? How do you get annoyed at something you can't control? So don't get pissed off of something that's not in your control. That's number three. Number four, and again, this is a personal favorite as well, is don't be afraid to ask for help. Asking for help is a sign of strength. Be that body or business. I've sought help in the past, and I've sought help right now in terms of business. I got a mentor at the age of 21. Asking for help can be seen as a real sign of strength, and it will get you even further than you are right now. Asking for help with your body, asking for help with your mind, in terms of the coach, a personal trainer, can really, really go a long way if you let it. Asking for help, many people, especially men, especially males, we often think we've got this shit on our own. We often think that if we do this by ourselves, it'll be a success. If we do this with the help of others, if we seek knowledge and seek coaching and mentorship of other personal trainers and other like fitness business coaches and collaborate and network, we will grow as a business. You will grow as a business. So that's number four. And the last one, number five, is dreams without goals remain dreams. Write shit down. Create short-term, long-term goals. You have some sort of direction to go towards. It's all well and good thinking about what you want, what your perfect body looks like, what your dream job looks like. You can't be dreaming of things you want. You've got to write them down, piece of paper or notes, and make that shit happen. Dreams without goals remain dreams. So guys, there you have it. Some little mental moments, and I hope these really give an insight onto thinking and reflecting upon your own. So guys, thanks for listening. Little 5 minutes there, and I'll see you in the next episode.